MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.
We're going to be chatting with Gavin Lewin in a moment from Rich Ideas Group. Just struggling to get him on the line. He put a tweet out, it was probably about 2 weeks ago or so, and he was asking the question of how do we rate our financial advisors? And I thought that was, I think the simple one is that we're going to say, well, how do you rate your financial advisor is, well, are they making me rich? I mean, that's probably it. Gavin, appreciate the time we've got you on the line. Your tweet around how to rate financial advisors. I mean, there's very important things like coffee and the quality of that. But truthfully, there's a whole bunch more, and it's not going to be just around return, is it?
No, absolutely not, Simon. Yes, it is an early morning, so good to be here. No, it's not about coffee. In fact, it really depends on what your mandate was to the advisor. And I often find that there's a sort of expectation disconnect between what the advisor expects and what the client expects. But if your mandate to the advisor was, for example, just to fulfill on a product, then you would want to evaluate that advisor against the advisor's experience with that product and that product sector, whether that advisor is in fact qualified to provide advice within that product sector. And then also the legislative requirements around the product and the impact of that product on things like tax, et cetera. But that's absolutely the basic.
Yeah, I mean, it comes back to, and it's almost like the previous conversation I was having, which is your first conversation you would have with a financial advisor is hugely important in that it sets the tone for that relationship. What are you hoping to get as an outcome?
Yes, so financial planning as a process is exactly that. It's about planning. And if there's a planning process, and it means that you're wanting to achieve a certain outcome. So if your outcome is to create wealth, for example, if that's the expected outcome, then of course the financial advisor will have to, or planner will have to be able to deliver on that mandate. If one looks at one of the studies that were, in fact, a paper that was put out a few years ago by the guys at Vanguard, they looked at various components with regards to how does an advisor add value. And the components really centers around did the advisor add value with regards to portfolio value, with regards to financial value, or, I mean, more importantly, I think anyway, the emotional value. Because, look, financial planning is a holistic process, and you cannot just look at our financial outcomes. I mean, there's so many aspects to it. So when you engage with an advisor initially, those are the things that you need to be able to articulate and get agreement on.
And that perhaps is almost the more important one and a large part of your job, which is that emotional part, sort of talking me down when I look at my portfolio and it's looking terrible because the world markets are collapsing. I imagine you spend a lot of time saying to folks, hang on a second, remember your goals, remember your timeline. You this sort of thing happens. You're kind of almost a guidance counselor.
Oh, very much so. So yes, you've got to look at the behavioral coaching side of the business more than anything else, because as humans, we sort of irrational and we make irrational decisions. And that's where an advisor can add a lot of value in the sense that you can identify blind spots and you can calm the client down with regards to making rash decisions, which could have a major effect down the line in terms of the outcome of that portfolio.
And that then almost flips the question on the head. We're talking here about how to evaluate. It almost becomes more a case of how to choose that. It's about finding that right advisor up front in the first place and having, I suppose, recommendations, having conversations and finding that fit. Because again, if this works well, this is a multi-decade relationship.
Ideally, it should be financial planning. I always say financial planning and the outcome should be as boring as possible. So it's a long term commitment in terms of that relationship. So yes, you've got to find the right fit right up front. But remember, I said it depends on what the outcome is and what the mandate is. If it is to create wealth over time, then you've got to put those agreements in place up front. And do not be scared to evaluate more than one advisor. I mean, do the interviews, get the recommendations, get the referrals. And find the right fit. That's so important.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be that right fit. That is, I think, really at the crux of it. And if you, again, you start well, you're probably going to end well as well. Leave it there, Gavin Loon. Here's Rich Ideas Group. And that's our question today on LinkedIn and Twitter. How do you rate your financial advisor? What do you think, of their ability? And it's not just around necessarily making money every single day. It's that long-term relationship. And oftentimes it is just sort of that emotional support. Have your vote, have your say, LinkedIn and Twitter. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.